Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, why would a superpower commit suicide? You are living through it. Slow motion demolition of the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world. We're talking about Ukraine, the border, and more. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show and get involved with Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. I was told as I started in the conservative movement that Pat Buchanan was a racist. Should never read anything by Pat Buchanan. In 2011, he came out with a book called Suicide of a Superpower. Will America Survive the 2025? Now, like almost all things that the media relentlessly criticizes, there's usually some truth to it. They try to smear and slander Pat Buchanan. In fact, Pat Buchanan was largely the intellectual foundation and base that led to MAGA. In October of 2011, Pat Buchanan wrote this incredible book. I've read it multiple times. It talks about how America is disintegrating, how we were no longer one nation under God. And Pat Buchanan went right after the issues, the unelected bureaucracies, the international war industry, the war industrial complex, fiat currency, and illegal foreigners coming into America. He pinpointed it. He said, we are going to commit suicide as a nation, as a civilization. What is so upsetting about being in the media and political space, as I am, and I've dedicated my entire life to this, is that the downfall of America is not because of the eruption of a Mount St. Helens or an earthquake in the San Andreas Fault, not because of a hurricane in southeast part of the United States. It's not because of a natural disaster. This is man-made, man-allowed, man-plotted. This is ideological in nature. It is orchestrated. We are living through it on a daily basis. And I am learning in real time the bizarre and strange psychology that drives a superpower, a great nation, to no longer be great. To drive a nation as powerful as the United States of America, to allow millions of foreigners just to waltz into their country. And what is even harder to grasp, what is even more difficult to explain, and it's not easy, because some of you might say, oh, Charlie, it's just about power, or Charlie, it's just, that's part of it. But this is unlike anything anybody has ever lived through. Because it's not as if the leaders care about nothing. It would be one thing if they had zero concern for anything. Then you're like, okay, these people are just completely out to lunch. But it's what you are watching on your screen right now, which is, by the way, just one day of foreign invasion. Just one day. 4,000 people just walked into America yesterday. 4,000 people. That's just one video, one area. That's Eagle Pass, I believe, where they're just walking right in. Those are fighting age young males who will end up raping many of your daughters, who will end up looting many of your businesses, who will end up creating crime in your cities. These are fighting age males. We are allowing a military to waltz right into America. They will abuse the elderly. They will ransack the cities. Some are from China. Some are from random African nations. And the media says, oh, it's for humanitarian reasons. What a load of rubbish. We know why the Democrat Party supports this. Obviously, the Democrat Party supports this because of power. They smear us and slander us when we bring up the great replacement. The Castro brothers themselves had said that is the reason. But look at that again. Ryan, play that. It was a great B-roll. We were told that these are family units. These are not family units. These are fighting age males. We don't know if they're murderers or rapists. We're not doing DNA testing. DNA testing takes 40 seconds. We know why. Because so many of these kids are being smuggled. We are being invaded by the cartels. Look at that right there on screen. Does that look like family units? No, that looks like groups of young men ready to go invade Houston, Travis County, Dallas. Now, it's not as if our leaders care about nothing. What drives me to a fever pitch, and I'm trying to put all this together, and there is not a single person in media that I, and myself included, that can quite synthesize it, because the only real explanation is that this is just spiritual demonic forces. But let's put that aside. It's important, but because it's just the asymmetry of this, the confusion of it, the intentional indulgence into chaos, is that simultaneously, when we are seeing the stream of men, of the people that will go after your daughters, of the people that will flood the schools, of the people that will commit widespread crimes, your leaders, more specifically, your Republican leaders, at this very moment, are lecturing you that you're not doing enough to support Ukraine. This is perplexing to me, and I'm using a very nice word. I can't use any of those lively four-letter words. I'm not big into swearing, but my goodness, if there was ever a time to let a couple of these four-letter words rip, this would be the time, everybody. At times, I wish we were on HBO because I would have a lot of four-letter words. Look at that. That's all men. Look at that image. Are those family units? No, those are men that will hunt down your daughters. Those are future gang members. Those are people that will steal jobs. You should be at fever pitch anger. But instead, your leaders, who live in gated communities and with security guards and chauffeured cars, and sure, I'm sure some of them are nice people, but some of them are rapists too. Some of them are murderers too. Some of them are sex traffickers and smugglers. Drug smugglers, human smugglers. While all this is occurring, we can't get a little bit of a whisper from Senate Republicans. I'm going to focus on one in particular. John Cornyn from Texas. I've met Senator Cornyn a couple times. He is a Chamber of Commerce spokesperson. John Cornyn is telling you the most important thing happening in the world is Ukraine while his own state gets invaded. I will be very honest with you. I struggle to explain this psychologically. I struggle. It's not projection. It could be denial. But are we supposed to believe that John Cornyn is that evil of a person? I find that really hard to believe. Maybe that you can just allow your own state to be invaded. Some people say, well, he's out of touch. Possibly. Maybe he's just entrenched in this ossified power. But it's not as if he cares about nothing. He is getting the pom-poms out for the grifter right now in the t-shirt. He is going, hey, here we go. Zelensky, get more taxpayer dollars. He's like all in with the cheerleading outfit, wearing the Ukrainian flag, leaning in while he is duly elected. I can't emphasize this point to represent Texas, not Kyiv. Ukraine is not a state of the United States. I know that this is a strange argument for people that are in the American political system. But Texas is currently under invasion. And we can't get even, you know what we get from these guys? The Biden regime is not doing enough. Also, they're not doing enough to get enough weapons to Zelensky. $200 billion we have shipped off to Ukraine, underwriting the government, funding the entire government. Not a single new dollar for border security, building a wall, deportations. And we know Biden and the Democrats, they just want as many third worlders into the country as possible. Destabilize, destroy, dilute. Destabilize, destroy, dilute. That is what the Democrat Party wants. As Mark Levin has in his new book, they hate America. Well, then what does the Republican Party stand for? If the Democrats hate America, what do the Republican Party, what do they love? What do you fight for? And apparently, and this is the psychology that I am trying to put into words, I am trying, and there's been some literature on this, but we're going to try to do this together. is how a superpower, put the Democrats aside, the Republicans that represent a superpower can be so fascinated, so obsessed, so insistent about the business of a country 5,000 miles away when your own home state is being overrun. That is a psychology that is, you need a whole team of neuroscientists to figure that one out. I don't get it. You know, it's back to school right now, and some people thought that, hey, going back to school, things would get easier. Well, all of a sudden, you have soccer practice, science fairs, helping with homework, doing the homework. Can it just be summer break again already? Well, the good news is you could take one big thing off your plate by putting great meat on your plate with Good Ranchers. You care about what your family eats, so does Good Ranchers. That's why they've spent years building relationships with local farms to source the best 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and now wild-caught seafood. Yes, the best of the land and sea can now conveniently get delivered to your door. Also, right now, when you subscribe to any box with Good Ranchers, you'll get 2 years of free ground beef. That's 144 free meals on Good Ranchers tab. It's time to get the real back-to-school basics. Subscribe and use promo code CHARLIE and get $25 off your box at goodranchers.com and get free ground beef for 2 years. That's 2 pounds of high-quality ground beef in every box for 2 years completely free. Remember, go to goodranchers.com, use promo code CHARLIE to claim $25 off plus free ground beef for 2 years on your order of 100% American meat and seafood. They're great meat, high-quality meat, Good Ranchers, American meat delivered. We have not even started to get angry enough at what's happening to America. And I know you're exhausted. I get the emails. Charlie, I'm fatigued. I'm demoralized. That's fine. Summer's over. Sunshine Patriot. Go back on vacation. This is big time. This is not little happy talk, patty cake, time for stuff. If you are not fuming angry, then just leave the industry. Greg Abbott's not fuming angry. He's allowing it to happen. Every single one of them should be deported. He doesn't want that. He's not going to do it. And yeah, he's done some little things. You know, he built a little border fence here or there. And guess what? The feds come and cut it. The feds are co-sponsors of the invasion of America. We know that. And by the way, I choose my words very carefully. I said previously that these young men, many of them will become rapists. They'll hunt down your daughters, all this stuff. I know exactly what I'm saying. I stand for it 100%. I hope the press writes it up. And I don't care. Our producer's babysitter, young Hispanic lady, says, I'm afraid to go outside in Hispanic neighborhoods. You talk to any working class Hispanic, they'll tell you these are criminals. These are bad hombres coming into America. Predators, prowlers. And some, I'm sure, are very nice people. This is going to go down. And 30 years from now, if we're still sentient human beings and not been completely taken over by artificial intelligence robots, somebody is going to write the story, write the history book, asking the question, why did a great nation, a strong nation, go through deliberate steps that decide to no longer be great? Why did a superpower become so infatuated and obsessed with the border games of a foreign nation while your own border game, your own border collapses? Has a country ever in the history of the human species been so quickly suicidal like this? Even Rome got complacent. And we do a fair amount of thinking about the Roman Empire, right, Blake? But they weren't this enthusiastically suicidal. Has a country ever categorically refused to do anything about its most important domestic issue, which of course right now is the border? It's 100% the border. While focusing entirely on a proxy war 5,000 miles away that has nothing to do with you. It's hard to even think of a single example in all of human history that comes close to this. Through the 1970s and 1980s, the Soviet economy maybe is closed, Soviet Union. Soviet economy, the Soviet system was completely failing. Their economy was going nowhere. Nobody believed in communism domestically. But instead of reforming itself, the USSR clung on to its empire, funding communist revolutions in Rhodesia, which became Zimbabwe, and Cuba, Eastern Europe. I guess that's somewhat similar to America. We couldn't care less about our own problems. Instead, we have some exclusive footage, as I am told, of Zelensky making his case to the U.S. Senate. Play cut 92. Oh, guys, I didn't want the one of Zelensky dancing naked in a grocery store singing Ukrainian folk song. That's a real video, by the way. Real video. The guy that we herald as the next Winston Churchill. We have a lot of videos with Zelensky that will make you say, oh my goodness, this is the guy that we're propping up. Might as well. Do we have 91? This is Zelensky getting more money from the U.S. Senate. 91. He gets all the U.S. taxpayers' money, and our country collapses. All the money. And your leaders tell us that's the most important thing. The most important thing is Zelensky and Ukraine. Well, you are just being overtaken. You are being robbed. You are being plundered. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. We are saving babies with preborn by providing free ultrasounds. When you introduce a girl to her baby by providing an ultrasound, you're giving her the truth at the most important time in her life. And more than 85% of the time when she sees the baby and hears the baby's heartbeat, she will choose life. The voices that call themselves pro-choice are loud and proud, and they are everywhere. It might feel like an uphill battle, but there is no better fight to fight than with the truth of an ultrasound. $140 gives five mothers a free ultrasound and saves babies. $280 can save 10 babies. For just $28 a month, you can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. I'm a donor to Preborn, and you should be too. Call 833-850-BABY. That is 833-850-2229. Or go to preborn.org/Kirk. If you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, the opportunity is just right there. Go to preborn.org/Kirk. When you take a step back, it is inexplicable by using reason what our own leaders are doing to ourselves, to the whole nation. That the whole media, they're all focused on Zelensky, Zelensky, Ukraine, Zelensky. Elon Musk, who of course has now committed the crime of noticing, which is why he's being criminally investigated by the FBI and the Southern District of New York for some sort of house thing. It's so weak, but it's so typical. Elon Musk tweeted out that this is one of the greatest crises happening in the West, in the entire world, and yet zero legacy media is covering it. Not a single member of the legacy media cares about the border because they want it to happen. The legacy media is filled with social justice warrior animated, ideologically contaminated left-wing Marxists that want to see, remember, destabilization, dilution, destruction. Destabilize the country, dilute the Native American-born population, voting power, and then finally destroy it, death blow it. The easiest way to destroy a nation, the easiest, the most proven way, is to get as many foreigners as possible who don't speak the language, share the culture, to come into the country. They commit crimes. They go into your schools. They do not share a combined ethic, a shared cultural value system. And so, yes, that is an invasion. But as we're lectured about Russia's terrible invasion of Ukraine, not a single whisper, not a single mention that what we are seeing in our own southern border is an invasion. Look at that video. Oh my goodness, it's all men. This is a fighting force. This is a military that's coming in. And it's not just from Honduras. And by the way, none of this is humanitarian. They're coming from China. They're coming from African countries. They're coming from Azerbaijan. And we let them. Now think about it though. This is why the battle over ideas and values matter so much. We as conservatives, because conservatives were very weak, and boy was I weak on this issue 5 years ago. I was young and naive, so the people in charge of the movement should have known better, and they should have communicated standards better. I can't tell you how many times I went to conservative events. They say, well, our nation is a nation of immigrants, and it's our value system on the Statue of Liberty to let in all the disadvantaged. We're not a nation of immigrants. We're a nation of settlers. It's a big difference. Settlers are different things than immigrants. And by the way, any nation is allowed to say who comes into their country and who doesn't come into their country. By the way, someone said, Charlie, what is your ideal immigration system? I wish that we could have an immigration system like Israel. I love Israel. Israel has strong borders. Do you know Israel just deported a bunch of African migrants? I think it was from Eritrea, right? Because they were committing too many crimes. Like, you're gone. And I talked to a rabbi recently. I'm sorry, I'm mispronouncing it. Eritrea. Jeez, I'm sorry. Not exactly a top-level country that I always mention. I talked to a rabbi recently, and I said, well, what? Because he's very pro-open border. And he's like, in America. And I said, well, what do you think of Israel deporting the Africans? He said, oh, well, it's very necessary. They were committing crimes and Israel needs to have a sense of identity. I said, well, why does Israel get closed borders and Israel gets to have an identity and a culture, but why doesn't America get a sense of, you know what he said? He said, well, the American value system is different than the Israeli value system. He said, America is about acceptance and openness and Israel is about structure and order. And I said, I have Israel envy. I said, America is about structure and order too. I said, don't try to liberalize the American founding. We're a nation. We're not a colony. It's so funny how the media doesn't call Israel racist when they're allowed to have walls and deport people. I have respect for Israel to have toughness, the enforcement of rule of law. But I guess Israel is the exception. I wonder why. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And I admire Israel for that. Israel is going to last for many generations. Because they're tough and they're firm. I can't say the same thing about America. But instead, we're so focused on the abstractions abroad. And finally, there's some Republicans fighting up against this. Not enough. Josh Hawley was speaking out. I want to make sure I notice and mention and praise him. Play cut 82.
Here's what I heard just today, Laura. I heard briefed by the administration that this newest request for $24 billion more dollars, more U.S. dollars, it's not the end. It's not even close to the end. They want us to be writing checks to Ukraine direct to their government forever, year after year, hundreds of billions of dollars. That is ridiculous. For what? What's the strategy? What's the end game? They don't have one. It is nothing but nation building. It is nothing but in failing to invest in the United States. Laura, we have to stop this. It's crazy.
Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Mike Braun, Roger Marshall, Tommy Tuberville, J.D. Vance. God bless you guys. We should send out a tweet and say, maybe we did. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, we got six Republican senators that love America. The remainders, Lady Graham, the Turtle, Mitt Romney. They will not mention the invasion of America, but they will get all fired up about Slava Ukraine. I wonder why Ted Cruz hasn't signed that letter. That's really confusing to me. Ted has been very outspoken in favor of Ukraine. We do not agree on that issue. A lot of respect for Ted Cruz. I just wonder why he wouldn't sign that. Let's go to cut five here. Zelensky about the United States' support of Ukraine. Play cut five.
The United States has contributed about $70 billion to your war effort. And I wonder if you expect that level of support to continue.
The United States of America is supporting Ukraine financially, and I'm grateful for this. I just think they're not supporting only Ukraine alone.
What will it take? Another $70
billion?
I don't have an answer. The whole world has to decide whether we want to stop Putin or whether we want to start the beginning of a world war.
I know how we stop a world war. We just put this on every television in Russia, and this will give us peace. Play cut 90. Zelensky's a great guy. Yeah, Winston Churchill. Yeah, you're supposed to give. I guess that they say that the normal way is that you're supposed to tip strippers. I guess that's what Zelensky's asking us for. So tip him billions a month. And if not, he's going to have terrorism all across. Why does no one mention peace? You know, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, did I take LSD or something this morning? I feel like I'm living on a different planet. Why is no one in the American government mentioning a peace deal? As if it's some sort of foreign concept. As if it's just completely, it's like thou shall not be mentioned. And you ask him, what does success look like? Oh, we must repel the Russian invaders. You're going to repel them from Crimea, which is the size of Maine? You're going to repel them from eastern Ukraine that wants to be part of Russia? How about we stop the killing and stop the slaughter? Elon Musk put forward a peace deal. Donald Trump has put forward a peace deal. Musk's plan was have a vote referendum, accept Russia's rule of Crimea, and a neutral Ukraine that stays out of NATO. Get everyone in the room. But America doesn't want peace. Both political parties, Republican and Democrat, they love war. They are bloodthirsty for war. They don't care about kids getting killed. They don't care about displacement. They don't care about refugees. They just want backwards, upside down money laundering to their preferred charities or natural gas companies called Burisma. And Elon Musk tweeted this out, but we don't even talk about peace anymore. We don't even mention peace. But no, instead, the war must continue. Again, it is so amazing. While your own nation gets invaded, not even a care. Why would we care? Because they want it. Republicans and Democrats want the third worldification of America. Let's play another piece of tape here. Let's play Cut 84.
Mr. Secretary, I was at an event last night where President Zelensky was awarded and gave a speech, and it's so compelling in person. Are you counting on him in person to Congress? Because a new letter today has enough House and Senate members to block the aid. And they're still saying they're going to refuse.
I think we all know, we've all heard him many times. President Zelensky is incredibly compelling. He's a terrific communicator. But that communication comes from someplace deep and real.
Deep and real. He's an actor. He's playing a part for the intel agencies that want another no-win war that gets them all rich, all powerful in eastern Ukraine. That's what they want. Wouldn't it be nice to have a special session of Congress about just one day? In one day, 4,000 people come in. 4,000 people. And by the way, some people say, oh, Charlie, it's a different type of invasion. Let me prove it to you. They're bringing weapons. Many of them are on the terror watch list. Do you know that? They're smuggling kids. They're bringing drugs. And meanwhile, in Ukraine, they're running advertisement after advertisement on TV that shows Zelensky speaking to himself, because no one wanted to show up to Zelensky's speech at the UN on news reports. They're showing Zelensky give a speech to a packed room, even though it wasn't packed, but Zelensky was in the audience. These are not serious people. They're not. But they're entitled to more of your money. What is the limit of money? What is the limit we're willing to go to destabilize the BRICS, to destabilize the US dollar? No one wants to ask those questions. No one. It is exactly what Burnham wrote in 1964, Suicide of the West, what Buchanan wrote in 2011. You are living through the suicide of a superpower. Another country is not doing this to us. It's not some sort of asteroid or meteor, volcano, earthquake. This is man-made, man-created. Your leaders are slitting the throat of Lady Liberty. Hey, everybody. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop at the pillow. Mike Lindell has created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. These sheets look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep, which is crucial for your overall health. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, marking prices down as low as $29.98, depending on the size. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow kitchen towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. So as America becomes more secular, you have to deal with your guilt somehow. And so you make others suffer to expiate your guilt. This is a pathological guilt. So you make other people die in Ukraine to convince yourself that you are tough, like Adam Kinzinger or Lady Graham or Mitt Romney. We did the exact same thing in Afghanistan. Keep the war going forever so that you could feel like you're a strong man. do not underestimate guilt as one of the main drivers of American political decisions. Having spent time in less of the high circles, let's just take Aspen, Hamptons, and Kennebunkport. Let's talk about Highland Park, Illinois, or Highland Park, Texas, north of Dallas, where they're rich, but I wouldn't say that they're in opulence. But they're almost all college educated, very, very secular. That there is this shadow of guilt always over them, that if they have wealth, they do not know how to ever explain that either to themselves or to their neighbors. Now, they, of course, will never give up their home. They'll never put a Somali refugee. They'll never put a third worlder in their home. And I'll prove it to you. How many of the people in New York City right now, as they're getting overrun by foreigners and border jumpers and criminals, do we see any of the Upper East Side secular, you know, people in the Upper East Side of Manhattan that vote for diversity is our strength and all that? Are any of them opening up their brownstones? Any of them opening up their condominium flats overlooking Central Park to say that, well, we have Lupita and we have her alleged, well, they say that they're married, but that doesn't make any sense. And we have Juan. Of course not. No, they want somebody else to suffer. They themselves don't actually ever want to suffer. So this is why we flood public schools in lower middle class suburbs so that rich people in suburban San Francisco who send their kids to private schools can feel virtuous. It is outsourced guilt therapy. It's the best way I could put it. So much of our politics is the psychopathic issues of the American ruling class playing out in our policies. That's really sick when you think about it, because you know why? They're never going to have to live out the consequences of their own decisions. So we release criminals onto the streets of our once great cities so that people who seclude themselves in gated communities can think they're doing good. And it's not just in one corner of the country. It's all across America. Now, Democrats are starting to break on this. Listen to Wine Mom, Kathy Hochul, Play Cut 79.
You have to be certain that you're not going to take support a policy that's going to draw more people, because places like New York really are at capacity. You know, we have large hearts. You want to be generous and supportive to people who are experiencing humanitarian crisis, but there is a limit to what we can do.
Oh, there's a limit. New York City is being completely overrun, and it's not going to stop. There were just 4,000 yesterday. And of course, these foreigners want to get further and further into the interior of the United States. It gets harder to find them, harder to deport them. And Ukraine is the same thing. This makes the ruling class feel good, not do good. So much of what motivates the American ruling class is about making them, in their tormented, sick state that they're in, feel better about themselves as they drown themselves to sleep drinking Chardonnay and popping Xanax and antidepressants of benzodiazepines. But at least they're still funding the proxy war in Ukraine. At least they're still doing something. It makes them feel a little bit better about their god-awful existence that they've created for themselves. Because they don't believe in God. They don't believe in transcendent beauty. They don't believe in any of the things that we subscribe to. They have existential despair, and they fill it with the proxy wars of lands far away and the importation of foreigners into America, because it will never actually impact them. That on Red Mountain and Aspen, that you're not going to have a bunch of third worlders from Nicaragua or from China or from Russia. They will never send their kids to go fight in Ukraine. They will never send their loved ones to go fight for Zelensky. But they will guilt you in sending your children to go solve their problems. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com. When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.